Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
So welcome. This is Jan Nevelis session, Qigong Introduction to Xing Shen Zhuang. Jan is a therapist and lecturer and writer based in Stockholm. He's a seventh Dan Akikai and Akikai Shihan. He teaches at Vanadai's dojo in Stockholm and all over the world. He also lectures in wellness and stress management about becoming better at transforming destructive stress into health and creativity using simple practical exercises. Okay, so over to you, Jan.
Thank you, Oscar. And you almost got my name right there, Jan Nevelius. It's all fine. So it's a pleasure to be here, and I will try to focus on what I want to share. So thank you for the introduction. The Xing Sheng Shuang form I learned maybe 20 years ago from Professor Wang and some of his students. And it was a very intensive time for some years where I studied it a lot. And then it was kind of in the background. I was doing it from time to time, but it wasn't so present in my life. But then since the last year with Corona and lockdown, I took it up again and it became really, really important. It was like, it has been sleeping inside and then waking up again. And I got all these memories from what we did. So when I do the form, and the form I keep to the form, it's like a skeleton, but of course I color it myself. So I add my own colors to the form, but the basic form is what I learned. Sometimes maybe I changed a little bit in the order somewhere. So learning it from Professor Wang was very intense. And he told us that in Manchuria, where this form comes from, they do the form in the villages there outdoors, in the winter, in the summer. And in the summer, it can be 40 degrees Celsius. In the winter, it can be minus 40 degrees Celsius. So basically, you can do this form outdoors in nature, in any weather. You're not on the ground. You're always standing and doing movements from a standing position. Of course, it's not you're not jumping around, but if you really concentrate and do the full movement, you get really, really warm inside. So I can understand how you can do it in the middle of the winter. Something I like with the form is that it's almost like yoga, but it's always in a standing position. And something I really like with these forms are that they're not overstretching. You're like always inside an egg. And this is something I learned from other Qigong styles also, that you should be in your egg. You can expand your mind outside, but your body is most comfortably inside the egg. And when you open, you stretch the egg, but you never break the egg. So stretching the egg means that your elbows are always a little bit dropping and hanging on your body. Because when the arm is straight, your shoulder is in the air and it disconnects from the body. So when the elbow drops, the shoulder is resting on the body. And this is very important for martial arts. I mean, I would not overstretch my arm, then somebody would hurt my shoulder. So there are many things about this space we create in the form that is very useful for martial arts. So our mind can expand, but our body, physical body, has a comfort zone, and we stay in this comfort zone all the time. One saying is that if you open your arm, you should never go to the full length. You keep 2/3 for your physical arm and 1/3 for the energy. So if you would do a movement like this, there's 1/3 for the energy and 2/3 for your physical arm. This makes you feel very comfortable and staying in this space. Other things with this form is that it's a lot of core training. It's a lot of inner training for your spine, your psoas, your diaphragm, and this inner holding. And this really helps the posture. And that is always good in martial arts, of course. But it also stimulates the internal organs. So that's, of course, good for our health. So another thing that happens is there's a lot of spiral movements in the form, which connects the fascia and the tendons and the ligaments in a good way. And it opens the joints so that we get more space inside the joints. And there's a saying there says no sound. I don't know. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you.
Yeah, somebody said there was no sound, but I don't know.
That might be to do with her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
People are saying they can hear you.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. So the opening of the joints is important also for a health aspect. I mean, in Chinese medicine, they say many disease, not all disease, but some disease starts in the joints because of blockages in the joints. And when we open the joints, we release this energy and this flow inside the body, which is really, really important for our health, for long-term health. So I could talk a lot about this, but I would like to demonstrate a little bit. Before I do the demonstration, I want to show one picture though. It's a picture of a tree, and all of us have seen trees. But we normally don't think about the part that is in the earth. And that's a very important part of the tree. So in this form, the Qin Sheng Shuang, there's a lot of standing. And some of the images are like tree postures. And one thing we should always imagine that part of our energy system is in the earth. But there's another important image about this. This is that our arms and legs and head and neck are half inside our body. I don't know half, but there's a big connection to every extremity inside our body. And actually all these connect inside to each other and create the web inside, both energetically and on the fascia level. I would say this. So when we're doing the movements, try to not think that your arm starts at your shoulder. The arm actually is growing from your shoulder blade, and your shoulder blade grows from the back and the spine. So when I move my arm, it's the shoulder blade and the back holding my arm. If I move from my shoulder, I will put stress on my shoulder and tense my arm. But if I drop my shoulder blade and raise my arm, the arm is connected inside my body, into the back. So half my arm is in my back. And this is the same with the legs that grow into our spine. And of course, the same with our head and neck inside our body. So this is a very important image. So we have, of course, a root, an energetical root in the earth, but we have also roots inside our cells in our system, connecting our system to each other. So in some of these positions are a little bit strenuous to stand in. But if you imagine that you're held from inside, you're not just holding your arm out, the arm is growing from inside and out, it's much easier to stand in these positions. So I will make a short version. I will say after the best way. If you're interested in this form and you want to study with me, I have Zoom lessons 4 times a week. And the best way is to send me an email, and I'll show it after, but my email address is basically my name, jan@nevelius.se. So if you're interested, you send me an email and I will send you more information how to join the Zoom lessons. So let's stand shoulder width apart and just open the joints first. Bouncing on the heels, standing on the front part of the feet, touching the toes and the kidney well point in the earth. And just release your breath. And come into the center. Take a deep breath. Feel like you open your posture. Feel the earth under you and the sky above you. A little pull at the top of your head, open your neck. A little dropping in your tailbone in the back. So you tilt your pelvic area and your knees bend a little bit. So you open your lower back. This is an open hanging posture that goes for many of Qigong movements. So that was just a little setup. We will do a little bit trial of the form. So the form starts like this, or I start like this. So we enter with the gasha position and open the form. Then we will start with the lower body. Starting with the lower body means sinking down, moving your pelvic area so your tailbone drops down and moves a little forward. Your chin is inside. Very important to align your knees and your feet. So don't twist them in different directions. They should be in the same direction. Chin is inside and the spine is straight between the earth and the sky. Now, shoulders resting on the body, hands on your legs. This is a little bit strenuous position. But that's the beginning of the form, is working on the lower body. So you find your own comfort zone to do this. Now we turn the hands one time, two times, opening the joints in the hands and arms and creating a spiral movement. Now we sink down, feel the earth energy and breathe in and come up. Holding your hands in front of your face, drop your shoulders. You can imagine like two big mirrors, but actually you should imagine like the sunshine coming through the palms of your hands. And this sunshine shines on you from the front, comes through the Lao Gong, or the area in the palms of your hands. Then we breathe in this sunshine and we breathe out and open it. Keep a straight posture, open your chest. Deep breathing, drop your shoulders, chin inside. Usually before we do this, we will do some warm-up exercises, but I show you a little bit of the form now. Again, breathe in the sunshine coming through you from the palms of your hands, from the side, and maybe even the back of your body. And then breathe in again. And breathe out and turn, touching the mountains. So we're touching mountains on each side, greeting the mountains. Then we breathe in and we move the hands back to open the chest and compress the shoulder blades. Then drop, relax. Bring your hands together, breathe in, the back of your hands coming up in front of your chest. Turn your hands in front of your heart and breathe in. Hold your posture a little bit, hold your breath. Imagine you compress the energy around your spine and in your hands and in your lungs and with your breath. And then release it. Release the energy out over a water surface. Imagine the energy inside flows out over the ocean. And you follow the water surface between the palms of your hands. You can feel it. But there's something with this form. There are many. There are some static positions, and then we release the energy. This goes through the form all the time. Now, the wind starts to move the water, and there comes a wave, and the wave moves your whole body, your whole spine. And then the wave goes into your axis. Axis, axis, axis. Sink down. Again, breathe in. Hold your posture, compress your breath, and compress your spine from inside. And relax. Now we will open the yang meridians. The yin meridians are on the inside. This is the earth quality coming up. Now we will work on the yang meridians. So you align your knees and your feet facing in. We can touch the outside of the legs. We have the stomach meridian, the gallbladder, the urinary bladder in the back. These are yang meridians, and the yang energy comes from the earth to the, from the sky to the earth. Goes down, so we push it down. If we come back to the yin meridians for a moment, we open here. The yin meridians, you breathe in the earth energy coming up on the inside of your legs. So breathe in the earth energy up, turn your legs, and breathe out on the outside of your legs, pushing down. This is opening the yang. The yang is in your back, and the outside of your legs and arms. Now, next position, I'll show it a little from the side. We keep the legs inside like this. Then we put the hands together like in the beginning, the gacha position. Knees a little bit bent, and then you push your hips back and you draw your head forward. You imagine going to the horizon in front of you with your head and the horizon in front, in back behind you with your hips. So you're standing like this, aligning your spine to the surface of the earth. And we make it simple now. There are lots to say about this, but simple version like this. Deep breathing, try to relax and find your balance. When you find your balance between the back and the front, you can become soft inside. When you can become soft inside, the energy can start to flow through you. So deep breathing, relax inside. If you want to breathe in through the third eye, where your fingers are. From this position, we'll straighten the legs and move the hands forward, not overstretched. But like you would touch the horizon in front of you with your fingertips and touch the horizon behind you with your hips. This is one of the most difficult positions in the Xinsheng Shuang. And you have to find a balance here also between the back and the front. So you push your hips back and move your hands forward. And then imagine becoming softer inside. And the energy flows from the earth through your feet, through your legs, to your hips, through your back, through your hands and arms and fingers out into the sky. And then we relax. Relaxing means hanging straight down. You're hanging straight down, and then you can move a little bit in the wind. You're hanging from your hips, moving in the wind. Feel a little stretch on the outside of your legs. Then bringing the feet together. So bring the feet together, sink down, put your fingers under your toes. Then breathe in, stretch your legs, open your back and relax your neck. Breathe out, relax and sink down. Fingers under your toes, breathe in, stretch your legs, open your back and relax your neck. And sink down, breathe out, relax. One more time. Breathe in, stretch your legs, open your back and relax your neck. Then release your fingers. Hanging a little bit from your hips. Relax your neck. Then sink down as deep as you can. Drop your neck. And breathe in and breathe out. Feel now the movement rolling up your legs. Feel the energy rising through your legs, through your lower body, through your hips, through your lower back, through your middle back, through your upper back, your neck, your head, and out into the sky. Put your hands together and breathe in. Touch the sky above you, coming up on your toes. And breathe out and sink down. One more time. Breathe in, touch the sky. And breathe out. So again, I talked about the egg. Don't overstretch your arms. You're still inside your egg. Your mind can move to the sky. But when you make a stretch, keep your elbows slightly bent. Feel that you're pushing the egg and extending your mind through the egg up to the sky. And then sink down. Next position, we're actually going to eat the chi, but that's too complicated to explain now. So skip this part a little bit. I just show the position. So the position is straight legs. Push your hips back and hands forward. So you have to create the balance between the front and the back. Feel the horizon behind you and in front of you. And here you do some deep breathing. Every time, actually, when you breathe out, you should imagine that you draw the chi into you. This is hard to explain so quickly, but there is a kind of eating of the chi from the breath in this exercise. And then relax and come up. Touch the sky, breathe in. And breathe out and come down. So I'm doing it a little bit quicker than normally because I want to show it to you. So we go here, we breathe in, push your hips back, hands forward, aligning your upper body with the surface of the earth. And relax and come up. Now, I'm going to do it sideways. So I will push my hips, a little bit bending your knees here. Push your hips to one direction and your hands to the other direction and breathe in. And breathe out, coming the other way. Breathing in, push your hips, push your hands. Slowly release your breath. And go it the other way. Breathing in. Holding the position a little bit. And releasing it, breathing out, coming the other way. And releasing it and come up. Now, we will enter the tree. So, tree looks a little bit like this. Both feet on the ground. You lean to the side, but keep the same weight in both feet. So don't just compress your body to the side. You stretch one side and compress the other one. Leaning to the side. Here, you're dropping your tailbone into the earth. Now you can really imagine the root of the tree inside the earth. You can also imagine the root of your arms inside your body, and the root of your legs inside your body, and the root of your head and neck inside your body. So we swing over to the other side as far as we can and turn and open. Drop your tailbone and your feet into the earth like a root. Extend and stretch your head and hands up to the sky. In this exercise, you can feel your spine opening and your chest opening, and the flow of energy between the earth and the sky is open. You become like a plant or a tree, transferring energy between the earth and the sky. Then we shift to the other side, and now really draw the upper elbow back, push the lower elbow forward, and make a real stretch from your tailbone into the earth and your head and hands up to the sky. And swing over to the other side the last time. Bring your upper elbow back, lower elbow forward, open your chest, make a stretch and drop your tailbone. Think about the plants and the trees standing between the earth and the sky, transmitting energy and nutrition, drawing the sun energy into them and drawing up the nutrition from the earth. There's a lot of energy moving inside the plants and the trees. Now, the wind comes and moves the tree. So we're moving in the same pattern. The movement starts in the hips, comes up to your shoulders, through your elbows, through your hands and your fingers. And coming higher and higher and higher up. It's a spiral movement, entering your axis, 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 and come straight up, breathe in, touch the sky, but stay in your egg, on your toes. Now relax, breathe out, hanging from your hips. Relaxing a little bit, feel your upper body soft, your spine, your neck is soft, your shoulders are hanging, arms are hanging. Can move a little bit in the wind, so don't get rigid. And you feel a little stretch on the back of your legs, opening the yang meridians. Then we sink down a little bit. Keep your neck relaxed. This time, breathe in and roll up. The neck comes in the end, and then we breathe out and open the wings. These are the wings of the eagle. And before we do the eagle position, we need to connect the wings inside. So if you feel like you drop your tailbone and your shoulders and the wings come up a little bit, then you drop your wings and your back comes up. So feel how the wings grow from your shoulder blades and from your spine and your tailbone. So every time you want the wings to move up, you drop in your back. Then you can relax your shoulders, you can relax your arms because they're supported by the back and the shoulder blades. Because the arms grow deep inside you, inside your back, and of course your rib cage and everything. We focus on the back now. So I'm standing here, relaxing my arms. Support them by the back and the shoulder blades, the root of them. Now, very important to have a little heavy elbows. The fingers are moving out to the horizon, but the elbows should be a little bit bent. Then we shift the weight to one leg. Release the other leg completely. Release your hip and the leg. Now, imagine you lift the leg with your tailbone. So instead of lifting the leg with your muscle here, you tilt your pelvic area and lift the leg from underneath with your tailbone. So it's a feeling of the leg is floating here. Toes are open, fingers are open. Drop your shoulders and open your neck. Flying like the eagle. Deep breathing, open posture. And breathe in and relax and breathe out. Coming down, dropping. Now breathe in and roll up. Open the eagle wings, connect your shoulder blades, connect the back to your wings. Lift your leg with your tailbone. Drop your shoulders and open your neck. You bring your chin inside. Now observe through your head. Observing from the back of your head through your eyes. And you see with half open eyes, you can feel and see the horizon. And you can feel and see the fingertips or the tips of your wings. So you have a very broad vision, observing from the back of your head through your eyes. Flying like the eagle, high up in the sky. And we relax and sink down. Sinking down, relaxing. Now we come up and the eagle will take off. Moving with the eagle wings. And the eagle wings move from inside. So when you drop your tailbone and you sink down, breathing in, the wings go up. When you rise at the top of your head and breathe out, the wings go down. Drop your tailbone, breathe in and sink. Rise at the top of your head and breathe out and let the wings go down. Feel how the movement comes from your spine and from your breath. Breathing deep inside, moving deep inside from your core and allowing the movement to express out through your wings. Sinking, breathing in, Rising, breathing out. I feel how the wings connect to your shoulder blades and your back. Now, sink down. Bring your wings inside. Keep your chin inside. Imagine the earth energy coming up through you, through your lower body, your upper body. Open your chest, compress your shoulder blades in the back, and feel the earth energy coming out through the palms of your hands and pushing the mountains apart, holding the mountains apart. So my hands are quite far back, opening my chest and compressing my shoulder blades. Now relax and sink down. And breathe in. Feel the earth energy coming up through you, out through the palms of your hands and holding the mountains apart. Now draw your fingertips to your spine. Push your palms to the mountains. Compress your shoulder blades in the back. Drop your shoulders, open your neck, and open your chest. And relax. Relax. Now come up on your toes, breathe into the sky. Like rain coming down, breathe out from the sky down to the earth. Then breathe in with all the plants that grow up from the earth. The earth energy is rising. And breathe out to the waterfall coming down from the sky. Breathing, growing the yin from the earth. Breathing out, relaxing the yang coming from the sky. Breathe in with the earth energy up, rising. And breathe out with the energy from the sky falling and dropping and relaxing. One more time. Breathe in, come up on your toes with the earth energy rising. Release and breathe out with the energy from the sky coming down. Open your posture, open your feet. Move into your spine. Spinal cord breathing. Shift your weight forward, breathe in, open the front and compress the back. Breathe out, shift your weight to the heels, compress the front and open the back. Breathe in, open the front, compress the back. Breathe out, compress the front and open the back. So when you breathe in, you shift the weight forward, open the front, compressing your back, your spine. When you breathe out, you shift the weight to your heels and compress the front and open the back. Spinal cord breathing. Imagine everything moves and breathes from your spine. Everything grows and moves and breathes from your spine. And slowing down the movement, same movement, but slower and lower and easier. Breathe in, shift your weight forward. Shift your weight to your heels and breathe out. And here again, when you breathe in, you feel the earth energy rising in the front of your body. And when you breathe out, shift your weight to your heels and feel the energy, the yang energy, dropping, relaxing, falling in your back. Breathing in, growing the yin. Breathing out, relaxing the yang. Breathing in, the earth energy rising. And breathing out the energy from the sky, falling and dropping down. And then put your hands on your lower dantian. Bring your feet together and hold your lower dantian. In the lower dantian, we use an image of a white pearl. So the white pearl, here the moon, but it's just an image. But the white pearl is a calm place that can hold a lot of power. This is where we want to store our energy because it's so calm. You don't want to store your energy in your heart or in your head. You want to store your energy around something calm. So the white pearl is a very calm place. You can imagine this pearl, small or big, but it should be shining. And then the energy gathering around this place. So when we're holding the lower dantian, You're holding the white pearl. And all the movements, all the energy returns inside to this place. This is the lower dantian. The middle dantian is in your chest. That's where the heart is, of course, and the lungs. But we can see an image of a fire, warmth, and an inner smile in the middle dantian, the heart center. And then in the upper dantian, you can see a white crystal, because the upper dantian should be very clear and bright. There is a clear light coming out through from the middle of your head. So a white crystal, a fire, and a pearl in your lower dantian. So we work with the three energy centers in the Taoist tradition. So anyway, the energy returns to the center and we continue. Now you drop your hands and release your neck. So we breathe in, rise your chin, look up into the sky. Breathing out, drop your chin close to your body, releasing your neck, releasing your upper back, releasing your middle back, and releasing your lower back. Hanging from your hips, moving a little bit in the wind, stretching your legs, relaxing your upper body. Now sink down further, as far as you can go, breathing in. And then breathe out and roll up your legs. Feel the energy rising through your lower body, through your lower back, middle back, upper back, your neck, your head, and out into the sky. Look up to the sky. Breathe in. Breathe out and drop your chin. Feel your whole spine falling, dropping from your head. Your neck releases. Upper back releases, middle back releases, lower back releases, and you hang from your hips. Now, we're going to become a turtle. So from this position, I sink down and my back aligns a little bit with the earth, the surface of the earth. Then my turtle head and turtle neck wants to be free. So I move from my inside, from the dura mater inside the spine with a swinging movement. And the turtle wants to check around. So the turtle head and turtle neck moves slowly up, coming up higher and higher and higher. This is a swinging motion from inside your spine. Very soft movement affecting your spine and your nervous system. Coming higher and higher up with the turtle head and turtle neck. Then you breathe in and you open your chest and relax. From this position, we'll move into the crane. We breathe in and rise the chin. Breathe out, you push your tailbone out and your chin forward, straight leg, straight back. So the arms are hanging here, loose. And the crane wants to find something to eat on the earth. So the crane moves like the turtle, but the opposite direction. The crane neck is swinging and the crane head is moving. So movement coming from inside, swinging back and forth, dropping, 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 all the way down to the earth. Then you drop completely your neck, sink down, breathe in, and let your neck stay relaxed and breathe out. Feel the movement coming up through your lower body, your legs rolling up, and through your tailbone, your sacrum, your lower back, your middle back, your upper back, your neck, your head, and out into the sky. We had the turtle, the crane, now the dragon. Remember, all of these animals lay eggs. That's why we stand in our egg. So anyway, we put the hand. Men should have the left hand inside. Women should have the right hand inside and make a little lock like this, boom, holding the energy. So we go into the dragon. So the tailbone moves a little down, back to the earth, while the upper body moves forward. So you're creating a stretch in your back. Then the dragon listens to the earth. So you put one ear to the earth. Then you swing to that shoulder behind your head, listen to your shoulder, and then you look above your shoulder. So you listen to the earth with one ear and then swing to the shoulder. The interesting thing with a dragon, if you've seen a dragon, you know this, they move with the back of the head first. Why? Because they're spitting fire in the other direction. And the dragon doesn't want to move into the fire, the dragon wants to observe the fire. So when the dragon moves with the dragon head, moves away from the fire and turns and look above. And then again, the dragon spits fire and comes back. Of course, I show me my hand, but I normally don't do that. So the movement is with the back of the head first, observing from the back of your head and spitting fire, moving away from the fire. Then the dragon's head moves higher and higher and higher and higher up, releasing, relaxing your spine and the dura mater and the nervous system inside. Now, put your hands on your neck and massage your neck. Remember, you have now a turtle, a crane, and a dragon inside your neck. And hopefully you are also in there. So you can massage your neck a little bit. And then put your thumbs at the jade pillow, at the place where the skull meets the spine, and rub a little bit, because this area should open. When this area opens, you relax the neck and the shoulders and your cheeks. So it's a key point for relaxation in the upper body. And you can imagine you open a window here back. So when the window opens, your whole upper body relaxes and the light comes into your head, into your upper dantian with the white crystal. Then put your hands together. Breathe in. Touch the sky and stretch your head. And relax, sink down, feel the earth under you. Now go the same way up, breathing in, reach out for the nature, reach up for the sky, and imagine a waterfall. Release this waterfall, feel the waterfall moving inside yourself. Follow the water all the way down to the earth, and touch the earth, breathe in, touch the nature, and touch the sky above you. Now release the waterfall. Feel the waterfall inside yourself moving through you all the way back to the ground. Follow the water to the earth and touch the earth. Breathe in. Touch the nature and reach up for the sky. And again, release the waterfall for the third and last time. Feel the water moving through you. But rest your hands on your lower dantian with the white pearl. So you're holding the white pearl. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. If you have saliva in your mouth, you can swallow it to the white pearl. But most important, return inside. Let the movements, your mind, the energy, return to your core, return to the white pearl. Of course, the other centers are also active. Your middle dantian, your heart center, with a warm fire and the smile inside, the inner smile is active. And of course, the white crystal in the middle of your head with the bright light is also active. But everything is calm and resting. And when all the tensions are released, the energy can gather around the white pearl, because the white pearl is a very good place to store the energy. And then we open. And you imagine an axis inside. Free your hips, tilt your pelvic area, drop your tailbone a little bit, open your shoulders, open the neck, feel a little pull from the top of your head, and turn around your axis. Just allow the body to turn around its axis. Now maybe you can feel that there's more space inside yourself. Because when the tensions in your body, your mind, are released and transformed into soft power, there is much more space to breathe, space to move, space to feel, and space to think inside. So there's much more space. So enjoy the space inside yourself. And slowly allow the movements to disappear and calm down. Take a deep breath. Then find your axis one more time and allow the body one more time to turn around its own axis. So the whole Xing Sheng Shuang form is very much related to our spine and our core. What we're doing now is also very much core and spine, because we're turning almost around our spine. And when we can see the spine inside, we can see how the vertebrae are moving and releasing from each other. So there's more space between in your spine. There's more space in your joints. And the nervous system is affected by these movements. For example, now when it's moving back and forth, the nervous system relaxes and balances. Can also feel how the diaphragm is relaxed. And your internal organs get some massage from these movements, which is very, very healthy for the internal organs. And your lungs and heart get also some soft massage. This is also very good for the lungs and the heart. So allow the movement one more time to stop and disappear. Open the posture. Take a deep breath and feel the earth under your feet. Feel your root into the earth. Feel how the root of your arms and legs and head and neck is inside your body and how you can extend out through the egg. Can extend your mind, but your body stays in your egg, in your energetical egg. And feel a little pull from the top of your head, holding your balance. Feel how your neck is open, your tailbone is dropping. And you have the three centers inside, the lower dantian with the white pearl, the middle dantian with the fire and the smile, and the upper dantian with the white crystal in the middle of your head. So we will end and come together, breathing in and breathe out. Thank you for joining, and I have a few minutes to answer some questions or explain something.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. That was fabulous. We do have some questions here. The living seed is asking, with feet turned inward and knees bent inward in a forward lateral flat back,
yeah,
fold to the horizon, are the knees and feet aligned to protect the knees?
Yes, absolutely. So the knees and the feet should be absolutely aligned, and you should never do something more than you can do. If you can't do much, the most important is to align your knees and your feet, both in the outward direction and in the inward direction. Your knees and your feet have to be in the same direction. So it's better to do less and make sure you don't bend or twist something that should not be bent and twisted.
Great, thank you. Also from the Living Seed, is it important to prepare for these exercises with strong core exercises?
When I teach this, we start with the preparation. I have an hour when I teach and we do some preparation, warming up and preparing the core and so on. Now we went straight into the form because I wanted to share this form. But of course, and if you want to do something yourself, it's very, very good. Because in the form now, I went through it in a simple way. Later on, you can stay very long in these positions, but you can't do that if you have not prepared yourself. So yes, it's very good. Either you prepare yourself, I also do a little preparation before we start.
Great, thank you. That's really important to
Yes, and I want to say, you shouldn't do anything that makes you feel very uncomfortable. If it's uncomfortable, it's probably too much. Professor Wang said, make an effort, but don't get stressed.
You know? Yeah.
So we're exercising in between making an effort, but don't get stressed or get tense. Because the purpose of the exercises is to open up the system. So we want to actually become soft inside. So we find softness in the position. So if you overdo it, you will never find the softness and you will damage yourself. So it's better to do it less and be soft and slowly build it up. It's not something you have to show off with, you know, it's something you should grow from inside. So you make an effort, but please be comfortable.
Yeah, that the distinction between effort and stress is such a fine one to notice for myself anyway. It took me years to work that one out. And from Apple, they're asking, are there any tips for those who went through medical treatment like cancer patients?
Well, I mean, this form is, from my standpoint, it's very good for most people. But if you're weak, I give advice, have a chair close by. If you're standing in this position, you can put your hands on the chair. If you have a wall standing by, you can, in the eagle position, touch the wall, you know? You can do the forms and the shapes and be comfortable. And slowly the energy starts to move and you become stronger and stronger. So you could have a table or a chair or something, but you can follow the form anyway, but you support yourself in the form. Again, don't overdo it, but it's a very powerful form with deep health benefits. I mean, right. And Professor Wang, he was very, very ill when he started to do this form a lot, and he cured himself from a serious illness. I think it was something in his stomach, some kind of really serious illness, and he cured himself with this form. And I just can just say for myself, it's been incredible for my health. Yeah. But again, you have to adjust it to where you are in life, you know?
Yeah, it's really helpful to know that you can use something to support yourself, and also keeping in mind the, you know, making sure that things are aligned, and that's sort of your primary want in that, till you build up that sort of power to be able to do it without the support. So great, thank you so much. That's been really helpful. Loads of thank yous coming up in the chat. That was wonderful from Kirsty Stewart. Thank you. Thank you for the specific tips. Very helpful. Yeah. Brilliant.
So again, anyone interested, this is my email address, and send me an email. I'll send you more information. Mm-hmm. So I'm teaching 4 times a week on Zoom every week.
Great. Thank you so much, Jan. We'll just do some wrap-up announcements, and then we'll come back to you for your top tip on embodiment.
Okay.
So great, thank you so much. You've been listening to Jan Nevelius demonstrating the Xing Shen Shuang Qigong set. If you have enjoyed this, then you can carry on connecting with people in this session or other sessions via the Facebook group. And you can also do more interactive connections via the coffee break sessions, which allow you to, you know, chat with other people about what you've been finding and hear from other people, what's been good for them, and maybe go and see them. see the sessions because they're free for 48 hours after they've been recorded, which allows you to just have a look at other sessions you might not be able to catch because of time. There's also an opportunity to own this library for yourself. There's a huge amount of information and tips and practical advice available here from some incredibly generous and competent teachers. So you can take time to unpack them at your own time and progress your way through them. There'll be extras like the learning tips, learning lists, which can help you to progress your practice more logically, and some audio only files so you can do it while you're having your jog or doing your chores. It also helps us to put on the course, the conference. It helps to make it free for the duration of the conference while it's on for other people to watch who can't afford it. And it's just a great thank you for the people who've worked so hard to make it happen. So that's it in terms of everything else. Yeah, so back to you, Jan, for your top tip on embodiment.
So I will connect it a little bit to what we did. Now many people are in a lockdown, so we can't move so much. And the tree is actually not moving a lot. So what is interesting is to find from where do we move? Because we can't find out where we want to move, but from where do we move? From where do we grow? From where do we start? So when we're standing there, try to find from where am I standing? When you breathe, from where am I breathing? Later on, we find out how we can go out into the world again. But just finding the root of our movement, the root of our consciousness, the root of our breath, the root of our posture. So this is something for the time we are in where we cannot move so much. Try to feel from where do we move. Go deeper inside and start it somewhere where the core is. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jan.
Stay safe and enjoy.
Yes, thank you so much. That was a wonderful tip. I really loved the tree image for the arms and the legs. That was incredible. So if you want to connect with Jan, his email is in the chat and his website is also available for you to have a look at more of what his offerings are. He's more than happy for you to connect with him to tell you more about how you might have a chance to access this this Qigong set for yourself. Okay, thanks very much, everybody.